This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Unionists attending the annual conference of the UN's International Labour Organization in Geneva, June 5th to 16th, are calling for respect for labour rights, a just transition to greener economies, and decent work in a digital future, amongst other issues. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. One of the labour leaders who spoke to the conference of 5,000 government, employer, and union representatives was Philip Jennings. Mr. Jennings is the General Secretary of UNI, the global union for services and skills such as digital programming.
Chair delegates, UNI Global Union works to shape a future of work that wins for people and planet. Climate and digital change will transform the world of work. A just transition is a must for people to face these twin challenges. UNI works for a digital and climate fair deal at work. We find the withdrawal of the USA from the Paris Agreement a setback for us all. Neither our unions in Pittsburgh or in those nations subject to severe climate change are pleased. Trump is wrong. Climate action means jobs. Friends, UNI cannot accept employers who claim they have no responsibility to people. Workers forced to dive off a digital platform into a pool of job and social insecurity. We cannot leave stranded the new workers or those in industries in climate transformation. In a fragmented world of work, wage and social justice through sector-wide collective bargaining is essential. Perhaps the ice is melting. Mark Zuckerberg recognizes the role for unions and civil society in his call for a new global social contract. Shaping the future of humanity requires that unions can organize, they can grow, they can negotiate to take a stand for the common good for people and planet. With this, we can bring a just transition to the digital and the climate challenge.
Another labor leader who spoke to the ILO conference in Geneva was Haldis Holst, Deputy General Secretary of Education International.
Education International is a global union federation for more than 30 million teachers, academics, researchers, and education support personnel worldwide. In many countries, most teachers affiliate to independent and democratic professional unions, which therefore legitimately can label themselves as the voice of the teaching profession. Education unions have a dual mission. Firstly, to defend the interests of their members and the profession at large through social dialogue. And secondly, to promote education quality and equity. These two missions are intertwined and at the same time complementary. Quality education depends on quality teaching, which involves a well-trained and highly motivated teaching force. This requires fair terms and employment conditions, as spelled out in the ILO UNESCO recommendation on the status of teachers. Throughout history, teacher unions have been at the forefront of improving education quality and educational opportunities for all. It is no coincidence that countries with strong education systems most often also have strong education unions. However, the labour rights of teachers, although protected by ILO conventions, are too frequently ignored by governments. A quality public education system must have respect for teachers as a core value. That respect must be reflected in appropriate training and work pay and working conditions. It requires class sizes that are manageable, professional support, and safe and well-equipped facilities, all of which must be reflected in freely negotiated collective agreements.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.